This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chinese responded to Donald Trump's tariff increase on $200 billion of their products. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. You can get a hold of us at 844-551-8255. So I've already talked about this trade war, and I use my finger quotes, ad nauseum. It's a war we've been losing for decades. As far as it relates to China, $375 billion of deficit that goes to China. So they ship, for the sake of easy math, we do $500 billion together, and we ship them, I can't do the math that way. But the net of it is, whatever the numbers are, China is shipping $375 billion more to us than we would ship to them. So if we ship them $400 billion worth of product, they're shipping us $750 billion worth of product. Does that help? Okay, so there we go. So whatever our trade deficit is, that's how it works. And the Democrats seem to believe that we can lose this war. And I'm going, we can't lose a war where we can inject $350 billion back into our economy every year. Because Donald Trump could say, oh, you don't want our soybeans? No problem. Here's $25 billion to the soybean people. And when it's all said and done, Donald Trump's going to have $100 billion left over. Whatever we're getting from China, I promise you, we can get from somewhere else. It's that simple. Now, is it going to hurt a little bit? Yeah. You may not get the brand newest of the plastic toys or the raincoats or whatever it is that you're buying. Maybe your clothes will go up a little bit because we got to shift over to Malaysia. But you're not going to get hurt in the long term from us getting our $350 billion back. I think it's actually $375 billion. Almost $400 billion. I know I keep rounding it up, but yeah, I really believe it is $375 billion. And $25 billion is not a rounding error. So, the Chinese responded back. And they said, in order for us to agree, we must get concessions, whatever. So, here's what they want. They want wartime tariffs removed. That's number one. And then they want all the other tariffs that Trump recently placed on their $200 billion. So in the war of tit for tat, as my buddy says, don't take tat. We're going to win the war. That's the way this is going to work. And I don't care what the Chinese say. Well, I don't care what they do. We're going to win this war. But here's what they said in this. They go, Premier Liu, he said that in order to reach an agreement, the U.S. must remove all extra tariffs, set targets for Chinese purchases of goods in line with real demand, and ensure that the text of the deal is balanced to ensure the dignity of both nations. Now, just understand this. We have been completely undignified up to this point, where these guys have been just sodomizing us publicly for decades and trying to ruin entire industries like our steel industry and others, and they wanted to preserve some dignity. We got to get our dignity back first in order to preserve it. Anyway, Donald Trump says, you're not playing this game with me. He says, it's not going to happen. First of all, there's $200 on your existing product, and we talked about this. You're going to get a $200 billion. We're going to increase on $200 billion. If you don't go for that, if that's not enough, we're going to increase on an additional $300 billion of Chinese imports. And I think you're going to get the lesson. And what they said, this was in a Zero Hedge, and I'm quoting this. They said, the move will likely have the desired effect, communicating that Trump doesn't plan to yield on what he calls his core demands. Now, his core demand is, you're going to stop jacking with currency. You're going to stop stealing our IP, and you're going to stop with technology, mandatory technology transfers to the Chinese. You're going to stop this, or we're going to find another market. And let me tell you, even Chuck Schumer and others are going, you know what? That's the way to go on this. Now, the question is, and people were asking this, did Obama sell out to the Chinese with the TPP and all these other things? Because to look at his policies, you'd have to wonder, well, if he was on the take, as they said. Here's an article that was in Fox News. Trump touted his administration's controversial move to increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods after trade talks between Washington and Beijing failed, while saying that Obama let China, quote, get away with murder. And he did. Trade negotiations continue. No deal was reached. He said the tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens next. Talks with China continue in a very congenial manner. There's absolutely no need to rush, as tariffs are now being paid to the United States by China of 25% on $250 billion of goods and services. So we're getting a 15% increase on $250 billion. Somebody do the math. I don't need to do the math for you. So he says, what else is it going to say? These massive payments go directly into the Treasury of the United States. That's what Trump tweeted. I swear, there are days I want to just kiss this man. Now, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, he says that it's a congenial talk, but we're not rushing. We got $250 billion, we have an additional 15% coming in. Don't sweat it, America. And let me just put it to you another way. Do the math on a $250 billion times 15%. If Donald Trump said, we're going to take that money, we're going to subsidize all the industries that are currently getting hurt by the Chinese, it is a good battle. If we keep going and we escalate, and let's say we're doing $200 million with China, and they're doing $200 billion. They're doing $575 billion, meaning they're still on a $375 billion trade surplus with us. Take the 15%, put it on $375 billion, redirect it to everybody that's hurting, and I promise you, the United States benefits. It doesn't make up for $200 billion, but it's a nice little chunk of change. Because, see, our businesses aren't going out of business. They just lose a market. But if they get subsidized, which is what I would do, and I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's saying, we'll take that money, we'll subsidize, we'll stop the bleeding. And when the Chinese find out that their economy is being hit by not having a partner that where they can get $300 or $500 billion of product sold, because where are you going to replace? Where are you going to go? Africa? You going to go to Cuba? You going to go to Russia? Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about, but I wanted to give you an update on the Chai companies. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know you guys are like, no, Kevin, I know, trade and tariffs and all that. Yeah, that's okay, but we want to talk about Mueller and Barr. I get it. I understand. KJRadio.com's where you can find out more about me and the team, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And we'll get to that, but here's what I'm telling you about trade and tariffs and all things like that. It defines your president. It defines how you win. It shows you what you're dealing with. So when you put all these other things into context, when you're all, I don't know if Hillary Clinton's going to go to jail. I don't know if any of this is going to happen. Look, I'm telling you, you watch Trump negotiate with the Chinese. He's telling you, I'm willing to give a little, but I'm not. You're not going to get taken advantage of. When you think about the Chinese and trade and all these other things, understand Donald Trump's taking the same approach to all these other things. He's saying, I'm not letting them get away with this. Don't think for a second that they're going to skate. And he's doing it. He shows you he's doing it in his tweets. He doesn't let up. And I'm talking about the guy knows little things that you're going, God, I hadn't even thought about that. I didn't even think to say something about that or to comment about that. And there's Trump. Boom. Johnny on the spot. Anyway, let's talk about Mueller. We'll talk about Barr. We'll talk about Democrats. Lots of stuff. I don't think we're going to get it all in today, but we'll do all that we can. Yeah. So, Mueller to testify. That was a thing. It was an article with a question mark. Is he going to testify? Should he testify? Whatever. I think Mueller should be made to testify. I think Mueller should have to back up this report. I think if you spend 2 years, over $30 million, they say it's now $35 million investigating somebody, and people still have questions, I don't want to hear it through an intermediary. I don't. No offense against Barr. He's an accomplished guy. I don't want his summation. I want you to come in and explain everything the same way James Comey did when the FBI had 151 agents look into Hillary Clinton and exonerate her. Because in the case of Comey, I want to document your lies. Kevin Jackson, that's who I am. Telling you the truth about what's going on in the world. I don't have a dog in the fight, folks. The only dog in the fight, as far as I'm concerned, is America. That's it. It's not Kevin Jackson against the left. It's not Kevin Jackson against Democrats. It's not Kevin Jackson against the LGBT community, white folks, black folks, Hispanics, whatever. It is Kevin Jackson who cares about America. I care that everybody gets the same opportunity that I believe I've had as a kid growing up in the best country in the world. That's all I care about. There was a friend of mine, he's doing documentaries with these young kids that are from different countries. And he does an interview with a girl from Ukraine. Very pretty girl. And she said, I grew up, and I won't do the accent, but she says, I grew up believing Russia, I am doing it, Russia is the best country in the world, Ukraine, she explains Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia, the whole deal which comprises Soviet Union and how it all split up. And it was a really good explanation. She says, and we were told that this, our lives are as good as it gets. You are in the number one country in the world, Ukraine. And there's no stopping us, and we are the best, and there's nothing that can compete. And she says people would leave our country and go visit other countries, and they would come back, and they would be in tears. In tears. You got to see this interview. She says they would be in tears. You want to know why? Because they've been lied to. These people visited Europe. They visited America. And they came back to the desolation of Ukraine, and they would tell their families and friends, we're being lied to. We are nowhere close to being the best country. See, here's the lie. What's funny about our lies, people believe, and I'm putting this in the perspective of the left. The left tell our kids, you are in the worst country. They tell black folks in the inner city, you are, pardon me, are so oppressed. You're in the worst country. And they never travel. They never go anywhere. The Ukrainians never go anywhere. But when they do, they come back and go, holy crap. Well, let me tell you what happens when you travel and you're American. Doesn't matter where you go. I've been to many far more places in the world than most people will ever go. And I'll tell you this, every time I get back to the United States, I go, I'm so glad to be an American. I'm so glad to be back. I've been to Paris 2 years in a row. I live there. There is nothing about Paris. I mean, at one point I contemplated living there for 2 years. I said I wanted to live there for 2 years, but that was to work on my French. But it was a finite amount of time, and I was bringing my little black booty home because there was no way I was going to stay. But I've been there. I live there. I've been to all these countries that people go, Italy, it is so amazing to go to Italy. It is. And then you want to come home to America. There's nothing about Italy that makes you go, boy, Italy is the best place in the world. No, and let me tell you, there's some stunning views in Italy. Woo, it's gorgeous. Certain places. But when you, after you spend a few bucks and stay at a few hotels and, you know, eat a bunch of good food, first thing you want to do is go back home. And you come back home and you don't go, man, we missing all kinds of stuff, boy. Italy was amazing. It's amazing what we don't, you don't miss a thing. You know what? You're so happy to get back to your normal life. I remember the conversion kits that I carried around. I was like, man, I can't wait to get back. Well, I just plug stuff in and bloop, there it is. You know, because I don't like the Europeans the way they have the plugs. I just don't. I think it's a waste. But anyway, whatever the routine was, I couldn't wait to get back to the United States. Back to Mueller. That's not what I was talking about. Anyway, so Mueller is set to testify. And I don't know what the Democrats, nothing good can come of this, but I want to just read a couple things here. They say, one guy wrote this, I would just ask him to sum it up because he knows it best. I'd want the shorthand version, but the most important details. Independent who supported Hillary Clinton said that. Republican Becky McBreen, 58-year-old Trump supporter from Pennsylvania. Works in an aluminum company, said, leaving out the political bias, do you in your heart of hearts truly think Trump colluded with Russia to sabotage Hillary? She doesn't believe he did. Democrat Adam Singer, 52-year-old e-commerce worker, was running errands in Miami Beach, Florida, says he's eager for Mueller to publicly get on television and give his take on what is the whole report. I don't believe we've been told the whole story, he said. It's not just ordinary Americans wanting answers either. Legislator Representative Debbie Dingell out of Michigan said, I think he owes it to us. We need him to testify. Richard Benvenista, who was one of the lead prosecutors in Watergate, said Mueller probably could have been clearer. It would certainly be in the public interest for Robert Mueller to answer questions, clarify, and expound upon the investigation, said Benvenista. Let me tell you something. That is the worst thing for the Democrats is for Mueller to have to expound. I hope he does. It's due this week. He's supposed to testify on Wednesday. Let's hope he does. We can dedicate entire a week to that testimony. Because let me tell you, when you got to play cover your butt with everything Mueller's done, that's not going to be good for the Democrats. When we get back, we'll talk about Barr.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting her classmates at a school in Colorado will be tried as an adult.
The 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder as an adult. And there are a bunch of other charges that did not come up in open court that I can't discuss.
Castle Rock, Colorado District Attorney George Brockler announcing the upgraded charges on the girl and the 18-year-old accomplice who are both in court on Wednesday for a status hearing. The suspects are due back in court next month. During a Senate hearing on Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being pressed about congressional demands for President Trump's taxes.
This is a very important issue that has a precedent way beyond any one president in Congress. Affects the weaponization of the IRS and could be used against anyone.
Mnuchin recently rejected a demand from House Democrats to release several years of President Trump's tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I played this clip earlier. It's a montage of Democrats that want Barr in jail.
Do you think the Attorney General should go to jail?
How do you get this thing moving? Do you oppose fines? Do you suggest maybe even, as some have said, jail time?
Should he go to jail? Should he go to jail for it?
There's a process.
We send the sergeant of arms out to handcuff the individual who is declining
to testify. Who are you going to handcuff?
Well, I'm going to start with Mr. Barr.
But do you actually believe that the attorney that your committee is going to order the Attorney General of the United States to be arrested by the sergeant of arms and put in jail?
You don't want to throw the AG in cuffs, though, right?
I don't want to throw him in jail, but I'm ready to do so.
Each chamber has an inherent power to compel a witness to testify, and that includes arrest, and it even includes jail.
And you have to have him sit for a hearing, and I think you have to have him locked up.
They can either go to court and litigate, or they can use their, what you're calling, the inherent contempt power, which means that they would actually arrest or lock up the cabinet official.
And it leaves us no other alternative except to use our sergeant at arms and to bring him in.
He can either be held there to testify, or he can be punished. There is actually a jail in the Capitol.
So welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yeah, they want him in jail. And then Matt Gaetz came out and he talked about the stages of grief. And I want to play that real briefly before we get into what I think is the Democrat strategy that is going to backfire on them. So here's Matt Gaetz talking about the stages of grief.
In this committee, I laid out the stages of grief. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. First, my Democratic colleagues were in denial. When they saw that there was no collusion after saying for 22 months that the president was an agent of the Russian government, they were in denial when they saw the conclusion that there wasn't. Then there was anger. It had to be the attorney general's fault. Mueller didn't make a decision on obstruction. Somebody had to. The attorney general did. So they got mad at him. Well, now we know the third step. Bargaining. Well, Mr. Attorney General, you've given us 92% of the Mueller report, but we have to bargain for the remaining 8% because that's really where we think the action is. Well, Mr. Attorney General, you spent 5 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Three of our presidential candidates got to question you. You offered to come before the House Judiciary Committee. You offered to come for an additional hour of questioning, but we have to bargain so that our staff lawyers can ask you questions. Now, I don't think it's a good sign that the next sign after bargaining is depression. So I feel for my Democrat colleagues, but after that we get to acceptance, and that's sure something that I'm looking forward to.
Acceptance. Way to go, Representative Matt Gaetz. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. There's been a shift in the Democrat strategy, in case you missed it. And they're attacking Barr. And I'm just telling you, if I were the they don't have to listen to me. And I know there's some boneheads that do listen to the program, some Democrats. And by the way, if you're a Democrat who's reformed, you know not to take it personal that I call you a bonehead. If you were a bonehead, brain dead leftist moron at some point and you've converted, disregard. You've absolved yourself of your sin. Now you can just hang out with us. You don't have to get mad every time I call you what you used to be. Anyway, last time I checked, A.G. Barr, William Barr, is not running for a political office. He was appointed by the president, which is within the authority of the president to do. The same way when Eric Holder left, where Barack Obama replaced Holder, a crook, with another crook, Loretta Lynch. But in this case, Donald Trump has put Barr in because he's saying, I want somebody who's going to follow the law. And somebody who's going to have a pair and is going to make sure that no matter what type of intimidation he gets, he's going to be able to deal with it. But it's interesting to me that the Democrats have gone. They've made a shift. They started demonizing Barr. They've shifted from Trump to Barr. Now, you may say, no, Kevin, they're still going after Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but let me tell you here's what they say about Trump. Well, we shouldn't try to impeach him. There may be obstruction and all this other stuff, but for the most part, if you really think about it, beyond the stuff you think you're seeing, they've shifted from Trump to Barr. I just played you a montage. They're not talking about putting Trump in jail. They're talking about putting Barr in jail. And this is a major turning point for the Democrats. And frankly, while the strategy to get Trump backfired, the strategy to get Barr shows abject and total desperation. And Donald Trump gets it. And that's why the president is playing along. And here's what he said. He said Barr gets the final say on whether or not he wants to testify before Congress on the Russian investigation. He said this last Thursday. The president said, I'm not making that decision. I'll leave that up to the Attorney General. Now, why did he do that? Let me explain. The president knows that Barr is the target, and he's saying, you're trying to now go from me, an innocent man, to Barr, who has nothing to do with this. And the level of desperation goes from DEFCON 2 to DEFCON 1, meaning the Democrats, in going after Barr, have really, as they say, jumped the shark. He says, I'm going to leave that up to our very great Attorney General. He'll make the decision on that. Now, Barr, who says he doesn't mind testifying, doesn't object to Mueller testifying, he's got the authority to block Mueller. Barr saying, you know what? I'm not blocking Mueller. Let him testify. He's already said it publicly. What does that do to the Democrats? It puts it on Mueller. So the shift has gone from Trump to Barr, and Barr shifted it to Mueller. Democrats, you have screwed the pooch. Now, Gates, as I played that clip earlier, he's saying they keep wanting to, you know, it's the stages of you know, whatever, the 12 stages of getting your act together. You have to admit you're an alcoholic, or in this case, a Trumpaholic, or whatever the Democrats want to call themselves, and eventually you're going to get to acceptance. And he's saying the Democrats are working their way through the 12-step program here, or what he called the stages of grief. So they want, now they're saying, well, Barr needs to release the other X percentage of this redacted document so we can look at it all. The Democrats have seen all of it. They know exactly what it says. I've told you guys before, they don't want the document. They don't want it public, which is why they ask for it. Hey, Democrats, a word of advice. You're going the wrong way. So let's discuss why this shift to Barr has occurred. Anybody want to hazard a guess? Well, let me just give you the answer. They can't get Trump. So they retry their strategy to get Donald Trump's quote, satellites. The satellites are the things that circle the Earth, you know, that's like our moon, you know, all the satellites. That's what they think. They believe that Barr has now become a Trump sycophant, and they can go after him the same way that they went after, well, Donald Trump Jr. Now, how'd that work out? Not very well. So what are they doing with Donald Trump Jr.? They're bringing him back as a satellite, and they're saying, we wanted him to testify. Now, if I were Donald Trump Jr., I would tell them to go F themselves, personally. But the fact that they want to bring Donald Trump Jr. back shows a level of desperation. Why? Because Donald Trump Jr. was thoroughly investigated by Robert Mueller. So what are you doing? You're retrying your strategy. What about Jared Kushner? Remember when he was one of the satellites? You know one of the satellites that's got him in trouble? Carter Page, because he was no longer with the Trump administration when they decided to surveil him. What about the satellite of George Papadopoulos? That's backfired. What about the satellite of Mike Flynn? That's backfired. Jerome Corsi? Heard anything about Roger Stone? The strategy failed, and it's going to fail again. And if anybody recognizes the failed strategy, it's President Trump. So he's given Barr the choice on what he does. Great response. You want to go after one of my satellites? Go after one that knows how to deal with DC swamp rats. He removed himself from the line of fire. And while Barr sits squarely in the crosshairs of the Democrats, their weapon has jammed. The rifle has a bent barrel. And now Barr and Trump dare them to pull the trigger. You want to interview Mueller? Go for it. Then I'll come after that and watch what Barr does. See, Barr loves this spot. He came in on the back end of an investigation that was flawed on behalf of the FBI. It was a crooked investigation. Democrats stacked the deck against Trump, and America got the predictable outcome because we're not stupid. And Barr reported the facts, and now he gets to decide whether or not to thumb his nose at these stupid, scurrilous Democrats. So here's the deal, America. Whether Barr testifies or not, the Democrats are in deep doo-doo. It won't be long before they are begging for mercy. And you heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I honestly can't imagine what it feels like to be so dumb if you're a Democrat. I mean, I don't know a lot of stuff. I marvel, like I watch these nature shows and there'll be people that go, now this is a plant that's medicinal, and if you rub it, you know, if you squeeze it and put the juices in a wound, it'll keep you from getting an infection. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, to know the flora and fauna when you're on these, like, Naked and Afraid. I watch Naked and Afraid. I do. I like that show. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And right now I'm sitting here, I'm naked and completely unafraid, but naked, watching, doing my radio show. I'm teasing. Actually, ladies, that I'm sorry to do that to you because I don't want you to divorce your husbands. I'm teasing again. Oh, man. But anyway, I watch these shows and I think to myself, how do you know this stuff? There's so much to know. But I know what I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Could I survive in that environment? Yes, I've grew up in the country. I know my limitations. I don't like cold. I would have to know how to get my fire started. I would have the basics before I went out there. But I'm telling you, there's a ton I don't know. I know a lot about the places where I grew up, but I didn't study all these plants and, this is a fruit you can eat or whatever. Now, here's the deal. Before these people go, on Naked and Afraid, they look at, okay, this is a fruit this is indigenous to Venezuela, and, I can eat this fruit, I can't eat this plant, this is what grows. So they study it, and I would too, and I would be halfway knowledgeable, but I still know what I don't know. But let me tell you, Democrats, they don't know what they don't know, they don't care, they won't research it, they believe in what they believe, and until it hits them personally, they cannot understand it. It is impossible to comprehend. They are the dumbest people on the planet. And I don't say that to get you guys to go, preach, Kevin, or ha, for the laugh. I'm telling you, it's the truth. The dumbest people on the planet are those that can't recognize when they don't know something and go, I don't know that. Thank you for enlightening me. You're going to try to convince me that illegal immigration should be done over legal immigration. Really? You're going to try to convince me that people coming with nothing but the shirts on their back are going to be proactive in our society immediately? No, they're not. And you're going to tell me that not being able to regulate them in terms of disease and things are the way that you bring them in, you're going to tell me that bringing their culture into a country that's successful and bringing an unsuccessful culture is the way for man to evolve? I'm sorry, you're not going to convince me of that. And we have people that believe this stuff. And I talked earlier about Ocasio-Cortez, who was mocked on Twitter because she said she's never lived in a place that has a garbage disposal, even asking what it's for and if it's environmentally conscious. I'm told this is a garbage disposal. She pointed the camera at the black hole in her sink. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I've never had one in any place I've ever lived. Well, you know what? There's a lot more she hasn't seen. A lot more that she needs to question. I just wanted to follow up on that because we had talked about it earlier. Hey, there was a pro-life rally in Philly over the weekend. You aware of this? Yeah, guess what? There are people out there who are indeed fighting for the lives of children. Here's a statistic for you. In New York City, black kids are killed in 600% of the population of black. In other words, there are more black children killed than born in New York City. Are you aware of that? What a horrendous statistic. Congratulations, Democrats. You are doing an amazing job exterminating black people and making them think that you're doing them a favor. But anyway, there was a pro-life rally in Philadelphia, and I'm glad there was. I'm glad there are people out there addressing this issue. And again, not from some sanctimonious point of view, but from the standpoint of an innocent child is not being born, and people are wanting to just gloss over it as if it's nothing. I've said it before. I say it a thousand times. What you choose to do with your body is your business. Because you're an individual with your God-given rights to do what you want with your body. I don't care if you want to sell kidneys. I don't care if you want to sell part of your liver. I don't care if you want to sell a lung. Doesn't matter to me. The government cares because the government wants to make sure everything's regulated, that they get their little cut. I don't care if you want to sell your body on the street. The government cares. And I always say to these leftist women that think it's their body, why is it the government doesn't care about prostitution when they make money on it? But if they can make money on it, then they arrest you for it. You want to know why you get arrested? Huh, women that believe that it's your body? You get arrested because that's the way the government makes money on your body, is by arresting you. So if it's your body and you can do what you want, then why aren't you petitioning to become Listen, if times get tough, I'm a single mom. Why can't I go out and make money with my body? Why can't I sell a kidney? If it's your body, why can't you do that? Why is it the only concern is when your body is carrying a child? And oh, by the way, when you waste, when you dispose of your child, you know what Planned Parenthood does? It makes money off of your body. It sells the parts. Does it give you any? I mean, it's funny that these people don't even look at these at this stuff.
It's my body. I can do what I want.
Yeah. Glad there are people out there representing life. Not sanctimoniously, just pragmatically. Because if we aren't representing life, what would have happened to us? What would have happened to somebody if we could just move the timeline? Would you be born? Would I be talking? I can already tell you. I believe in my heart of hearts that had my mom lived in today's society, I might have been aborted. My mother, I had my brother, and he was born in March. I was born in June a year late, not that same June, obviously, but a year later. 15 months apart, my brother and I. My mom was in the process of leaving my father when she found out she was pregnant with me. Do you think today she would have kept me with the way these people are? I don't think she would have. I think she would have said, I'm not having two babies by this clown. That's the end of that. But she didn't. My mom had me. Now, maybe I'm not giving my mother enough credit. I mean, I believe in my heart of hearts that she probably would have been a good, solid, conservative Christian woman. But I'm saying, I don't know. Because that choice is so easy now. Because people want to diminish it and go, well, it's no big deal. Well, I'm a big deal. Maybe not to a lot of people, but to me, I'm a big deal. And I would venture to tell you, most people who are born believe themselves to be big deals. I think you are. And by the way, I believe you're a big deal. So I'm glad somebody has done something about it. Hey, Peggy Lipton of the Mod Squad died, age of 72. Let me tell you why that's interesting to me. Number one, the Mod Squad put a woman, a black, and a white guy, young trio, together. And they were like a crime-fighting unit. And it did it in a time when Hollywood wasn't really that embracing of blacks. So it was a show that wasn't blaxploitation. It was a show that showed that we could all work together at a time when people, this was in the 70s, at a time when people were like, you know, quite frankly, not nearly as understanding. Democrats were still, you know, the way that they are today, except far worse. Yeah, so here's the Mod Squad that's got this beautiful white woman, Peggy Lipton. It's got the black dude. I've seen him in other stuff, and he ended up having a pretty decent Hollywood career. I remember him in the movie Deep Cover, but I can't remember his name. But when Mod Squad was on, I knew that brother's name, boom, right up the top. And then it was a good-looking white dude, and they were these, you know, sort of the 21 Jump Street, if you will, of Hollywood. But what was most interesting to me, and I remember thinking this as a little kid, was, man, they got a black, a white, and a woman all working together. You know? I can't describe what I felt. But it was cool. The show was cool because it was cutting edge, if you will. Now it's no big deal. I mean, you see, every movie that's made has a hodgepodge of these folks. I think it was a cutting edge show. And Peggy Lipton, of course, was a beautiful woman. I don't remember her being just stunningly beautiful, but she was beautiful. And I just remember thinking, wow, that's what a cool show. And I watched it. There wasn't much on TV at the time, but I watched the Mod Squad every week that the show came on. And anyway, Peggy's gone. What's up with white women dying so young? 72, too. That's young for a rich white woman. I'm not kidding you. It was funny. One of my friends, her dad is 82. And I was talking about troubles in my family where, you know, an aunt that fell and she's 76. And she's like, oh, she's young. I chuckled knowing the life expectancy of blacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.